How can anyone, whether they want to work in a language school or privately from their own laptop anywhere in the world, create a rewarding and impactful career teaching English as a second language, even if they are just starting out or have no teaching experience or ability? Hi, my name is Lynette Kim, and here on the TESOL Talk podcast, I aim to answer that very question. What do I need to teach English online? Well, this is quite a common question, and understandably, because there's different ways or aspects to look at this. The basics, starting out. Now, teaching online is so exciting, and it's a great way to earn a living, travel, be nomadic, or work from home, however you want to live. It affords you that freedom. So the first thing you need to think about is a quiet space. Whether you're traveling in a camper van and you've got a little setup, or whether or not it's in your home and you have a little quiet room, or whether or not you're traveling and you always ensure that you have some sort of private, quiet space to teach. So that's number one. And you want that space to look nice behind you. If you don't have a good wall or something behind where you're teaching, then you can always get one of those screens to put behind you. And even some programs like Skype and others have backgrounds that you can actually put up. So play around with technology and do something to cover that. But you do need to make sure that you're not going to be distracted or interrupted. So next after the space, we need to look at what hardware you're going to need. Now, obviously, you need a computer or a laptop. Even people teach with iPads. You've got to be a bit savvy, but it is definitely done. So have a look at what technology you're going to be using, and then get very comfortable and familiar with that, using different programs and playing around. Now, the next thing is a good headset. So you need a noise cancelling headset, so that if there is a bit of noise in the background or whatever, can be traffic or anything, it'll get cancelled out and won't distract you. And also you'll hear your students well, and they're going to hear you very clearly. So headset with, obviously the ability to speak, that's perfect. With the microphone, that's perfect. Apart from those technological areas, you've got to think about what you're going to teach. Now, if you're working for an online school and you've been employed, you've finished your TESOL certificate with TESOL Australia, and job support's helped you find a job, that's fantastic. Most schools are going to supply the lessons that you teach, because they're very competitive and they want to make sure that, you know, the curriculum their students are learning is progressive and it's the latest and it's the best. It compares with their competitors' schools. So usually that's the case. But if you're teaching for yourself, a good place to start out is the complimentary ESL library that TESOL Australia provides you with when you do one of our courses. So download all of those lessons and save them on your computer, because you get a set subscription with the certificate, but with the diplomas, you obviously have that for life. But put those lessons down there and get used to them and start using them. But there are fantastic resources online if you need to go further and start creating lessons, or if you just want to use lessons supplied. Brilliant websites like breakingnewsenglish.com and itsolj.org and ones like this. There's so many things available. So these are all the things that you're going to need for teaching online. But to get that job, first of all, you will need to have a TESOL qualification. Now, an international TESOL qualification is more than enough for teaching online, and it'll teach all the things that you need. TESOL Australia's course also includes the unit teaching online, where you're going to learn all about the different types of technology, programs, how to advertise, where to advertise yourself to get students of your own. That's where you earn more money. But also what the schools that are online expect from you as an online teacher, and how you can come across and put your best foot forward so that you have the best lessons, you get the best reviews, and some schools you get tips if you get good reviews. So some things to keep in mind. Now, TESOL certificate or our international TESOL diploma, either of those are fantastic for this. The diploma can afford you more money through teaching IELTS, the International English Language Testing System. So the next one is knowledge of where these jobs are. Now, again, this is where if you're doing a TESOL Australia course, you don't have to even stress or worry, because once you complete one of our courses, you will be contacted by our job support team, who are going to ask you what you want to do. And if you say teaching online, they're going to start sending you jobs that you can apply for. You will get access to our exclusive teaching online database section, where all online platforms you can advertise on, online schools are there that you can apply directly to, and they'll even set up some job interviews with online schools directly for you. So everything's there. So if you're wondering how to teach online, how to get started, the whole package is there waiting for you. But keep in mind, you need that quiet, private space. You need the right hardware, which is the computer, laptop, or iPad. Good internet. I may not have mentioned that before, but you do need good, stable internet. The headset. Know what lessons you can teach if you're working for yourself. And get that TESOL certificate or diploma, so that you can have the right training and schools will be happy to hire you, and then job support will follow.